This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Prophet ﷺ in those Mecca years, he lost his uncle Abu Talib, the only one that was protecting him. This whole time, the reason they couldn't physically harm the Prophet ﷺ was because of Abu Talib, his uncle's position. He wouldn't allow them to harm him. Abu Talib died, and he died without Islam. And so his own uncle, the Prophet ﷺ, wanted so desperately, after all that he had helped, that he would die on Islam. And as we said, imagine you have a relative that close to you, someone who had taken care of you for 40 years, and they die on kufr. They die on disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can ask the brothers and sisters, those who have converted to Islam, what it feels like to have your parents not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember in Medina University, there's a lot of brothers that come from different countries. And one of the brothers, he got a letter. In those days, there's brothers from Africa. And a lot of those countries, they're Christian. And he had a letter in class. And I remember this. I was, you know, studying Arabic in Medina University. And everybody was so happy for the brother. And the teacher came in. And then they told the teacher, they said, "We have good news." He said, "The brother just received a letter from Africa that his father had become Muslim." And the whole class celebrated for the brother, because this is his own father. This was something that the Prophet ﷺ didn't get. He had his uncle die, not in a state of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabt." You can't guide who you love to guide. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. But rather, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides whomever He wishes. And soon after that, Khadija radiallahu anha died. His wife, after all these years, who had taken care of him, who had used her wealth to assist him, who, as we just said a few moments ago, was there when he received the first revelation, he lost them both one after the other. And now basically his family, he has no protection, and his wife has died. And he has to spread on this message. How often have you seen people when they say that, "I'm in so much grief, I can't focus on my salah. I'm in the middle of a divorce, or my wife has died," and everybody says, "We understand, don't come to work. Don't worry about this, don't worry about that." The person puts aside their missions. But that wasn't an option for the Prophet ﷺ. So he went to At-Ta'if to look for help, that perhaps there would be someone in At-Ta'if that would protect him, because they were going to kill him, because he has no protection now. So he went to At-Ta'if. And in At-Ta'if, he went to the chiefs of the people of At-Ta'if. It's a city outside of Mecca. And he told them about Islam, and he told them to believe in Allah, asking for protection and the great reward that they would have. And so the people of At-Ta'if rejected the Prophet ﷺ. And they said, "Get out of our town." And actually this day, Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet ﷺ, she said, "Was the battle of Uhud, where 70 of your companions were killed shaheed, was that the hardest day in your life of the da'wah?" He said, "No, it wasn't." He said, "The hardest day of my da'wah was on that day of At-Ta'if." When the Prophet ﷺ walked away from the chiefs told all the slaves in At-Ta'if, and all the children, and all the foolish people, to pick up their rocks and to stone the Prophet ﷺ. So he didn't walk out of the town, he walked out stoned. Until the Prophet ﷺ, he walked away from At-Ta'if, and he sat by himself. And Jibreel ﷺ came down to him. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard what you said to your people. And he heard what they said back. And this is the angel of the mountains. At your command, he will destroy them. And the mountains will destroy, the people of Ta'uf will be destroyed. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that, and I'm telling you, it was a more painful experience than the Battle of Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. He said, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring from their children people who will believe that there's no God but Allah and that I'm the messenger of Allah. At-Ta'if, for those who don't know, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, it was one of the few places that kept firm on their Islam. It was one of the most blessed places after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had died.